Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaws sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
While they discuss that, yeah, we need to discuss starting the show. Welcome to another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City. Thanks for joining us, guys. We really appreciate
Thank you so much.
Means a lot to us.
Thank you.
You should see the smile on Marcus's face
I
right now.
I am super happy.
Yeah, he is. No, thank you guys for joining us on another episode here. Number 62 here, you guys. 62, still going at it strong. And still continuing our longest streak of consecutive guests on this show with another great addition for us. Very funny local guy. Very local, actually. Right down the street from me, this guy. Good comedian friend of mine and a very funny local guy here, Mr. David Cannon, folks.
I call him David Loose Cannon.
Oh, he's definitely a loose cannon, you guys.
Shoots from the hip.
But hopefully there'll be a spattering of comedy here for you guys, and you'll enjoy it. But, yeah, thank you for joining us, David. Appreciate it. Yeah, what's going on with you, man? You got a new spunk to you. I don't know.
Me?
Yeah.
You've been
brushing your teeth every day? What's the deal?
Slowly getting back into the grind of being a human.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's been going pretty well.
Okay.
So I've been doing that and wash my face, brush my teeth, taking showers.
Ooh, Marcus.
I gotta
wow.
be civilized, apparently, in this society.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta try your best.
I just don't want to get sick. I don't want to get any germs, because if I get sick, I don't know if I'll be able to afford it in a couple of months. Okay, so is Obamacare going to repeal? You said it's
All
not.
Right.
I thought it
so
said.
Here we go, you guys. and we're off. You know, it's one of those things. It was a campaign promise he made. I mean, it was obviously a important issue to a lot of conservatives and a lot of Republicans. I think it's not going to be as easy as you think, even with all the Republicans in the House, in the White House, in the Senate. I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks to just repeal the whole thing. And I think it's going to look really bad to the American people if they do that and then don't come up with anything better. And they're politicians, so they probably won't come up with anything better. So
they don't even have anything in lieu of it. They don't have anything ready for it if they do like repeal it, because I'm like, why didn't they just revise it?
Exactly. And it's like, and you know, I don't agree with the whole thing, but I think you're right. I think you have to have, you got to come up with something, bring something to the table here if you're gonna just scrap the whole fucking thing at this point.
I'm just
worried
I'll get penalized $700 this year, because last year I got penalized $300.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
oh yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is they got to raise the penalty, because if it's $300, people are going to be like, okay, well, I don't want to pay that. But,
it goes up every year.
But I'd rather pay that than $200 a month,
right.
Especially when I'm 24 years old and invincible and nothing bad can ever happen to me.
Nope. You know? That was my flaw. That's actually what I had going on, was I, for the longest time, I was just like, I won't get sick, I won't get hurt, and I still haven't, but I kind of want to go get a checkup, because, you know.
Dave, you used to share the same trade as me. You ever get hurt while you're on the job painting?
Oh, no. And I actually don't paint anymore. I do.
No, I know you're right. I know you're out of the game. Luckily,
I'm out of the game.
You lucky dog.
There's not really much to get hurt doing painting.
Well, it's the ladder. It's all that ladder stuff.
It's all these short ladders too.
Yeah, it really is. Those ones are the most unstable.
Like too wobbly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like the little four footers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a good solid base on them, and they.
And no one holds
crazy.
The little ones.
Plus,
right?
Everybody's like, oh, yeah, I can stand on the top. I'm totally good.
Yeah, and then they get that wobble, and then whoop, you're done.
And then there goes your wrist, and like you're out the game. And it's a good thing you had Obamacare.
Yeah.
Used to be.
God bless America.
Well, I heard like what they want to do is the single payer, which is what I thought it was going to be originally anyway, which is like everyone has insurance, and you just all pay your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of everyone being like, well, you got to sign up for it. And I was like, no, you just have it. As soon as you go to the hospital, you got it. Or show up. And it's like, all right, you're now on the thing.
But yeah, you're on the list. You're on the death panel list.
I just don't know if they'll have a set price.
No, dude. See, but the problem is what happens. I mean, I kind of thought that way, too. I thought that would be the most effective form, you know, because it leverages the government's control as far as controlling the market. But what ends up happening is everybody just gets the exact same kind of coverage, and they all get the same shitty coverage. You go to Canada and check their system out, and sometimes it's so backed up because everybody has coverage that you have to wait. You have to get on a waiting list, and if you have cancer in like the second or third stage, you can't wait for 6 months to get that shit treated. They're like, okay, we're gonna need you in here on Monday because we gotta fucking shoot a bunch of radiation at your body and you might die from it. So let's get this thing going. Like you're not gonna get that, and that's what a lot of the really liberal and, you know, kind of almost socialist people that we talk to, that's what they don't understand, is that all this stuff is going to suck more if you want the government to take control of it. And
it already sucks.
Yeah, but it definitely already sucks.
What's worse that's going to happen is we're going to have people in long lines like, oh, I need my services. And before, it used to be like, eh, well, just avoid going to hospital and your bone's going to grow weird. And it's going to be with that weird scar on your face or something. I feel like it's fine. Like, everyone's like, oh, I don't like the wait. It's because everyone has ADHD now because fucking we get everything instantly.
Well, my understanding is you can still go to, like, the emergency room and get your shit dealt with. Like, you break a bone, you're good to go. But, you know, they're going to deal with it right then and there. But
and that's the point of having coverage, is to have those kind of emergencies or crazy events that happen to you not completely ruin your life.
Well,
But the thing, though, is when you put all this money into it and, again, you give the government control over it, it's just like school. You want free schooling and stuff, that's fine, I guess, it's kind of cool, but it degrades the value of everybody's schooling at that point. Everybody who has a degree now, if a degree doesn't cost any money at all, it's now worthless because it's so easy to get. There's no exclusivity to it.
I think so.
I mean, and right now you can already get a free education if you want. You can go online. You can take online courses. I mean, it's not as good as going to Harvard, obviously, but you can take an online academy. And now if you do that, it still stands out.
Right.
It still sounds like you went to Khan Academy. What is it? You're like, yeah, it was internet classes. They don't have to know how much you fucking paid.
It's a meritocracy. You know?
I mean, so I don't know. And again, the clear point is here is there's some issues. I mean, the premiums have been shooting up the last year or two now, which is not good. The website debacle was honestly fucking shameful. Like,
you thought that, hold on, you just complained that the government's not organizing. Yeah, no shit. Their server shit sucks. They get hacked easy.
It was fucking shameful, dude, how much work they put into that, how much time and how much effort, and how much it still ended up fucking up. Like, how many private companies out there could you have hired to maybe do it for less?
They didn't have enough tax money to hire those people.
I don't buy that, man. I don't think it's...
You just said they're terrible at it, at being an organ. Like, you go to the post office or the DMV, and it's like a long line of whatever. I was like, yeah, so you want a bunch of these government employees to build server farms for enough people to be like, hey, I actually don't have insurance. If anything, that lets you know that that's how many people need insurance, that the servers crashed, that I feel like it's important enough to be like, just give it to everyone and then like try to get all these people to go to schools to get more doctors and lawyers so you don't have that backup or lead up. It's just crazy that that's just a thing where we're like, I don't want to give everyone health care because you're all going to wait for your health care. And I was like, but we either have it or you die.
Well, think about how long it takes to get your tax return back. You know, that's the same concept as connecting to a server or like an internet website.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same idea. That shit was dying because or people couldn't get access because so many people were trying to get online all at the same time. It's just like having a DDoS attack.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So
they just overload. Yeah.
So basically they just needed a shit ton of servers all for that one period of time because everybody waits till the last minute because that's just how you do it.
Yeah.
And
Christmas
then
shopping.
Yeah. And then now they don't need those servers as much anymore because everybody's already set up. Who needs to get set up?
Right. Yeah, you know, that's true, that initial influx. And it's tough to say what the real issue there was. You know, was it that they were just inequipped? Was it that there was too high of a demand? I mean, you can probably make a case for a little bit of both there. And I totally agree with you, Marcus. It's something that every person needs. You know, everybody needs to have health care. I mean, that's like a basic human need. It's just I just don't know how we get there.
No.
I feel like maybe we need to try to incentivize companies to provide that more.
Well, they already do, don't they? Like almost
I mean,
you just have to work at a place. Like if you're a comedian, who's your company?
Yeah.
If you're a musician or artist, like they don't have that option to be like, "Hey, company, pay for me." And I think that's the problem, is like it's kind of it negates artists to do anything like that, or entrepreneurs who, like, I saved up money from this shitty job I had and I want to start this garage company.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have insurance anymore. Like, they don't even think about that. It just immediately go like, oh, you're just a bunch of homeless people. Like, I don't think that's how healthcare works. And I'm like, that's just, we're so screwed.
Maybe we need to go back to what they did in the old days, having like the co-ops. You know, you'd have like a city or a little village. Or what are all old Western towns called?
Old Western
just
towns?
Just a town. Yeah, I guess it's just a town. But you get a bunch of people, and what they would do is they would just pool their money into this fund that is for healthcare expenditures and expenses like that.
Thing?
Yeah, it's just like a local community fund. And, you know, that way you got maybe 50 to 100 people chipping in. So it's actually, you're getting quite a bit of money each month. But each of those people only has something that they got to take care of every, you know, maybe once or twice a year, maybe they got to go in for something. You
almost know? Like a neighborhood care thing.
Yeah, so you end up putting in more than your fair share, but it's like at least you know that money's there and it's backing you, and, you know, in case shit
hits
the fan.
That's almost very libertarian of you.
It is. It kind of is. You know, take, because again, I just the whole centralizing thing. Right. It never works out.
We're healthier than Wisconsin, and there's like a bunch of people having heart issues there. And we're like, well, how come my taxes are paying for that? Washington doesn't have heart issues.
We're eating
a bunch
all that
of people
fucking
with
cheese.
Right.
Over
we have
there.
A bunch of people with cancer.
Yeah.
Fucking hikes.
Right. Yeah. And so we're sitting there like, well, we don't have those issues, but, you know, all these doctors. Yeah, I get that. I think that'd probably be a better option, is have it be like your states, your counties are more so who's in charge of how the hospitals are being controlled, because they'll tax you for, like, you're a healthy neighborhood.
Yeah.
You don't have that many people get
sick.
Hey,
yeah, we'll give you guys a little bit of a break on your premiums. You guys been doing good, yeah. Exactly. And then it's like, and then people are like, you know, they're checking on themselves, you know, like kind of like watching on everybody. Everybody has a little bit of a stake in the game. So I don't know. That's just an idea. I mean, I'm just fucking floating stupid shit out here because I have no fucking clue about it. But
we do better than like
something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. This is an outrage.
Yeah, well, right, Bernie.
One of my understandings about why we pay so much in America is because, you know, when you go to the hospital, the hospital's obligated to help you regardless. Like they send you a bill later, no matter what. And you have, you know, a ton of people who just can't pay.
Right.
Right. And so you have a ton of people who can't pay, and then you have the people who can pay. So what do? You just up the price for all the people who can pay to pay off, you know, all the people who can't.
A little extra goes in the side pot. Yeah.
So if we were able to pay for everybody, you know, find like a good happy medium or something, we wouldn't have to fucking, you know, we wouldn't have to deal with.
That's the Wikipedia idea. I don't like that idea. everyone donate a dollar.
Actually, what about this? What about this? Let's say you get hurt. You go to the hospital. You're like, oh, fuck, I can't pay. They're like, all right, well, you're going to have to work for the hospital for a couple months then. We got dishes. Roll up your sleeves, pal. Start ruining.
You have a bed for me?
I've said that's
a... We do have a bed. A few people have died in it.
Yeah.
But it has been thoroughly cleaned, though.
You're in a haunted floor 13. That's where you put all the people that work for the hospital.
You are going to need to flip gigantic Carl for Sue so that she can give him a sponge bath. He weighs 385 pounds.
You're that's making a joke, bad. But I like that's that idea because I've said that about unemployment. Like all the unemployed people are like, hey...
You just be like an indentured servant to the hospital, basically.
So
you know,
we
gave you your life back, right? You now owe us 2 months.
Yeah,
you owe 2 months of us. Of
work
your
off
labor.
Your debt,
Wait, your surgery costs $9,000, so you're required to work at minimum wage doing dishes in the cafeteria.
Well,
for
you know, if you do those dishes good, we'll give you a little bump at some point.
I'll tell you what, they're gonna have a huge fucking overstock of dishwashers.
They got some janitors too, you know.
The labor force at the
keeping
at the
it sanitary
is just insane.
I feel like, yeah.
Does the president get to take credit for making those jobs?
Thanks,
or what?
Trump.
Yeah,
I would super give him credit for
created,
that.
Created 50,000 hospital jobs.
So then
the dishes have never been cleaner.
They're part time.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all we get these days.
That's the only thing we could put. I don't hate that idea at all. I feel like work off your debt to the hospital. You know.
Yeah,
seems like it's a great plan,
and it's like you're, you know, you're giving back to the community also at the same time too.
Yeah, we have as a weird tax write-off,
and it probably helps convince you not to want to have to go to the hospital.
Some people who had to go to the hospital,
possible.
Though. Hold on, some people that had to go to hospital. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about a little bit about Florida.
Oh
airports.
My lordy!
Oh,
Florida. Jesus, yeah, this one snuck under the radar here. I don't know, it just kind of came out of nowhere. People, I think it was like a, when was it, Friday night maybe? When
I
it
think
happened?
So. It was like before the weekend.
Yeah, so I think it was kind of, yeah, people were setting up for the weekend. But yeah, Florida, man. What was the final death toll on that? Did you see the numbers? Was it 8 or 9?
I want to say it was 9.
9, yeah.
Really, it ended at 9?
Yeah, it ended at 9. There were like more people wounded, but yeah, 9 people died.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy. I saw somewhere, you know, this is too early of a segue, but I saw somewhere, it could have been some fake news, that the shooter brought the gun from an airplane.
Yeah. Mm. Florida's the Wild West. I had you watch that.
How do you get the gun on the airplane?
That doesn't. No, it is in his checked baggage.
Florida's the Wild West. You can literally buy cars in parking lots. They don't have rules for gun stuff. They are red as fuck.
Really?
I don't think it had anything to do, though, with it being Florida.
Florida doesn't care about a gun. I'm like, all right, that's another gun for my cousin out to go shoot. They don't.
You could do that from, like, here to Spokane, though.
It's true, but Washington's, like, a weird gun state, too.
Hey, I just bought a gun.
Did you really? Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you,
sir. Did you buy it in a parking lot?
No. Uh-huh. No, Big Five.
Yeah, I'm saying, Florida, you can buy a gun in parking lot.
It's good deals.
And, like, that's, like, Florida's got these weird gun laws. Like, they don't have it where it's illegal to do it. There's, like, that gun website you can just go to there and be like, yeah, meet me at this place. And they're like, ah, I got a scope on it. Got some lasers. You'd be like, all right, just meet me here. I'm in the red Toyota pickup. Like, all right,
you bring your gun, I'll bring my gun, yes. And then the gun you're buying, too. That's,
gun sales, private gun sales always have to be tense transactions.
Yeah, no
it's
shit.
Always got to be a little tense, you know.
All right, you leave the briefcase here. Yeah. And you
like,
leave
even
the gun
if you
there,
think the guy's reasonable, you know, it's like, you know, he's still packing heat. I mean,
I
this guy.
Receipt.
This is an outrage.
You said it had a 12 clip. It's only 9. You fucking liar.
I'll show you a 12 clip.
No,
oh man,
it only threw me off because I mean it was an airport. Like, what's like the TSA? Like, what? Who's at the airport? I thought they had all those security guards and the dogs and stuff, and like it still took him.
Yeah, but it was in the baggage claim, though. It wasn't, like, on the TSA
side. Yeah,
it was an
area they weren't expecting, yeah.
Even where's the security? There's still, like, security, like, literally nearby somewhere. It took
yeah,
them
that but I would assume they're closer, like, to just specifically, like, the entrances and, like, the TSA areas. And, like, the big deal with, like, everything is, you know, a plane turns into a missile.
Right.
That, you know, we all saw what happened.
Yeah.
And that's why, you
never
know.
Forget.
That's what.
Hashtag never forget, yeah.
But, you know, fucking just some guy, anybody could run up to a fucking airport and just like start shooting just like that, dude. Yeah. It could have happened at the baggage claim, or it could have happened right at the entrance where everybody's getting picked up. You know, somebody could literally do a drive by like tomorrow.
Right.
At the end of the day, like you can't protect everything. It just, it kind of is what it is. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible, but
that's a free society though. That's not living in a police state. And right. Even in a police state, you still, there's no guarantees that nothing's ever going to happen.
Sure,
but right. Yeah, that's just part of free society. There's always going to be those lone wolves who can, if they want to just pop in and try to kill, you know, they could get 6 to 10 people, maybe, you know, if they got good aim. Yeah. And that's just how it goes.
He was military,
you know?
Trained, though.
I don't know. And,
from Alaska.
It's unfortunate, you know, and the airport is kind of a weird spot. I mean, I guess it makes sense because there's a lot of targets.
Yes.
Obviously, that's probably the main reason.
Going for numbers.
But... yeah, I don't really get the thing behind that, but what really irked me about this whole situation though is that, you know, you hear about it, you hear the headlines again. Everybody's rushing to be the first,
yes.
The first. You know, it's a mad dash to get the clicks, but everybody, it seemed like this time, once they heard about a shooting, I don't care who the person was, everybody was on pins and needles. Just waiting to see
who?
If the shooter identified with their fucking gender and race.
Gender,
race, and religion. Exactly. It was just like the tension was so high with everybody. It was just, oh, God, please just don't let him look.
Yes.
Just not, not blue eyes. All right. Not blue eyes. Please.
All right. I told you I was hoping for a white Muslim. I did see a couple women going like, oh, no, another man. I did see that online when that happened, too.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, crap. You're like, yeah, you're
of
right.
Course,
it
you know?
Super became that.
As long as, if it wasn't two kids being drowned, then, yeah, it was probably a dude.
Yeah, they immediately went like, oh, dudes with a gun. I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
That did happen. Also, here's my thing. White Hispanic, like I had to like clear up. Cameron Diaz, Rita Hayworth, Desi Arnaz. I can just keep going. These are white Hispanics. It's not like completely. Now, what was kind of fake newsy was if you see the pictures. Some of the pictures, his face was lightened, and some of them it was darkened. So you're like, what does he really look like? Shut
the
fuck up.
They were using filters on the news?
Fox, oh, CNN.
Bet.
Oh, yeah, my Fox, God. CNN.
And all of them, they all had like different photos and images of what he looked like. And then there was like a couple of like middle-of-the-road ones where they had like pictures of him outside of the one that they have him showing where he's really close up in his military garb. That's like the main photo people have been using. There's like another one. He's further away and he's darker. And everyone's like, see, like it, dude, it became this whole thing. Like,
Jesus
what?
Christ.
Is he a darker light person? And I was like, he's a crazy person. But the fact that all the news was like white Hispanic. And that became how they got it automatically viral. Yeah. It's just a weird thing. Where you're like,
maybe that's what it was. Maybe they knew they were going to stir up a little controversy using that term. And they're like, ooh, yeah, this will work.
This will super
work. Yeah, this will work. We'll get some hits.
Yeah, that could have been it, actually.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, five people died. Yeah. What color was it?
Yeah. Exactly. What team? What team did he pledge allegiance to? What team white? Team black? What was it?
He was a Dolphins fan.
It's like, give me a fucking break, you guys. Yeah, like you said, he's just a crazy person.
He's just a crazy person.
Okay. Yeah, he's just a crazy person. And like we just said, unfortunately, these people are always going to have the ability to take out a few people if they show up at the right place at the right time. But he's just a crazy person.
They're just looking for blame.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to look at it and be like, see, it was you. And let's see, it was you. Like, it's just, again, there is no gray anymore. It's just red or blue. Mm-hmm. No one just gives a crap about, like, how many people died, though? What are their names? They're just like, no, who was it? Where is he from? What's his goal? Like,
Yeah, his eyes were a little far apart. So, yeah.
He could have been Filipino.
All I'll say is this. I got quite a few white guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
None of them name Esteban. not one of them has anything. I got an Earl. That's about as close as I get to Esteban.
Steve. Esteban turns into Steve.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. So that was a little fun. I think white Hispanic, too. I mean, they jumped on that term more than they should have. But I kind of feel like that's one of those things that... Yeah, we might have used that term at one point, but it's not really a term that we use anymore. You know, it's like people of colored versus colored people.
Yes.
You know, it's like that kind of deal.
That is very true.
Which you know what? I don't give a fuck, you know, you say people of color or colored people, because it's the same exact fucking thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I don't give a fuck at all, but it's like, if that's the rules we're kind of going with here. And see, this is the language police again. It comes back to this fucking shit, and it's just like, I don't have enough time to learn all these rules and what's allowed to say and what's not. It's just, it's a fucking daunting task just staying up with the lingo that they want you to use.
Well, it's like there's pronouns. There's Latin, Latina, and Latinx.
What?
Latinx.
All right. See,
is that like a Pornhub category?
That is the same as saying white Hispanic. Shit, you're not. That's what Latinx is. Yeah, look up Latinx if you want to just waste your time on the internet.
Like X is the variable?
X is going to give it to you.
It's Latin, Latino, and Latinx. Wow. Like, all right. Well, now there's too many things. I don't know what's going on.
And that's the problem. Yeah, now we have too many categories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's too many fucking... Like, at some point, quadroons are going to get their own category here in a minute. It's like, give me a fucking...
What the fuck's quadroon?
Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck quadroon is.
1/8 black.
Holy shit, I did not know that.
It's not even like a racial term or anything. It's like...
No, I wouldn't have to start calling
what you call people,
shit.
Yeah. But,
I didn't know that.
But yeah, it's just like, come on, you guys. This is too fucking much. Let's just black, white... black, white, Asian, and terrorist. All right, those are the only categories we need. Four categories. All right, that's it. That pretty much gets everybody.
Damn, dude, that's not what you do.
Okay, I might have got a little harsh there at the end.
But. I mean, I like it. It's a variety pack.
I don't know.
There.
I feel like a couple of them are pretty simple. Like you know, like you don't call a black person colored because you know that's what the fucking thing said above the water fountain, right?
Right.
You know, so that's simple to me. All right, don't say that. People of color, absolutely. You know, like that's pretty simple, and it's all encompassing, so that makes it easy.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it's all encompassing.
That's
so
true.
You know,
that's a little. But we all know black's not a color; it's a shade.
Yeah, we're all different shades of brown. We're all different pieces of shit.
I mean, you know, I'm gonna get you on the technicality there, dude. Yeah.
All right.
No, it's just. Let's just
let's focus on the ones who didn't make it out of the airport.
Yeah, and let's just focus on the fact that crazy people do exist, and unfortunately, we can't lock them up in jail just because they are crazy. And every once in a while, they're gonna slip through the cracks and pull a fast one on us.
So the ones who might not slip through the cracks, though, they're in Chicago. Oh, God. So this was another one that went viral. Now, okay, now here's what's weird about how that one went viral. Originally, it was the girl who was involved in the torture.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Her name was what was going viral. Oh, Twitter and Facebook blocked that hashtag. And then the guy from your favorite show, InfoWars?
Alex Jones.
Yeah, but there's like another guy on his show.
Oh, Paul Watson.
Paul Watson was the one who got BLM kidnapping trending, and that's how it
did went. Did he start that, really?
He started it. He says, oh, they want to block it? Just start putting BLM kidnapping, and I'll bet it'll trend.
I thought it was that that fucking GOP dude. You know who I'm talking about. Like the number one guy when you think of Fox News. Not Bill O'Reilly, but like the other one.
Hannity?
No. Tucker? No, I read about it earlier, the other day.
There's a screenshot of what's his face that you said. He's the one that started, like, let's just put BLM kidnapping and get it trending because, again, buzzword, he kind of knew that one was gonna, because I was like, if you watch the video, I totally watched the video. Well, I put the video on and scrolled into the comments because you could just
wait, listen. Which video?
The torture video.
Okay, you just watched the straight up video of it?
Yeah, because
you didn't watch it from like somebody else. Like
No. I went and they posted it up after it showed up on Facebook and got blocked.
Okay,
and I just scrolled down. Actually, I saw it on WorldStar, and then I scrolled down. Jesus. Right? So I scrolled down to the comments to read the comments, but you can listen to everything. They never mentioned Black Lives Matter, but that was like all of a sudden that became associated because every time something happens, again, your race, you have to now get on the platform and defend yourself from everyone. And it was like a bunch of people were like, oh, see, Black Lives Matter, and they're like. They had nothing to do with these four crazy teenagers.
No.
Yeah.
But that BLM trending got it going, where it's like a buzzword. We know who's going to get this going.
I just can't believe anybody actually thought that it had anything to do with Black Lives Matter. Right. Like, dude. Yeah.
No, it was totally torture. It was totally a hate crime, but it was nothing to do with the group that it got hashtagged to.
Yeah, hell no.
And I was like, it was just a...
That Paul Joseph Watson, I will say, that guy is good at what he does. He's good at stirring the pot. He's good at getting people riled up. He's fucking very effective at it, you know. And this one, I'm going to definitely agree with you. And that that hashtag was definitely unfair, you know, and unjust. But you said it was a hate crime, but not everybody said that though. The mayor of the city, or the police chief. It was either the police chief or the mayor.
It was both kind
was of. Talking about it, and he's like. No, I don't really see why this would be a hate crime. You know,
kids.
They shouted "fuck white people" right in his face, like Donald that kind of. Again, these are your stupid laws that we're playing by. I don't agree with your retarded hate crime law because every fucking crime is basically hate or necessity. You know, people need to fucking feed their family, and so they need to rob you, or they hate you, and they're like, "Fuck this guy! Yeah. I'm fucking gonna get this guy." So it's a retarded law to begin with, but at the same time, if those are the rules we're playing by. I mean, what else do we need here? Fuck white people? It's like, come on,
for
dude.
For 4 days, they had the kid, and it was like, and then they did, like, vile, cruel things to him. I was like, that seems kind of hateful, and it was like, specifically, they went to the suburban area to go pick up this person. It's like, it seems kind of like it was thought out, too. It doesn't seem like it was just like a...
Yeah. Oh, it was definitely... He's a special needs, and... So they probably knew that, you know. They probably knew. Guy's a fucking. Oh, one of these days, man, we're gonna show this. We're gonna fucking tear this kid up.
Yeah, no,
we're tear this kid up. But that's another. Oh my god, that was another thing too. I was listening to the BBC and they were talking. They were interviewing some chick about the situation. And she was discussing it, and she was talking about. She was talking about the white guy that got beat up, and
tortured.
She's like, well, she's trying to you know put him on classify what team he's on, and she's like. Well, so the police had originally said that he was mentally challenged, but I believe it turns out that he's just special needs. I was like, wow, this is riveting stuff here. Wow, really adding a lot to the conversation.
Really fucking hit the nail on the head.
I was like, Jesus Christ, what are we doing here?
What did Max say last week about the words, certain words? He's like, you used to say stupid, and then that became offensive, and then you started saying retarded, and then we keep appropriating words for mental disabilities, and then we appropriate it, and it becomes common.
Yeah.
And then like...
Yeah. Here's the thing that I think about that I've seen this you know before like people need to fucking realize that like being mentally retarded that's fucking serious that's a serious issue and so you can't fucking sugarcoat it you can't have like people think like oh well he's just special needs no he's mentally retarded somebody will have to feed him for the rest of his life you know maybe not this guy in particular that I know of but like just in general, like, yes. people are like, oh, don't say retarded. It's rude. Like, first of all, not only does he not realize, A, but B, like, it's fucking serious. Yes. Like, it's a fucking big deal. Yeah.
I'm not
like,
making fun of him.
Yeah, no, I would never. No,
especially
I would never.
With how bad it is, but yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, when you say it to your buddy, you know, when you call your buddy a retard, you're not. You're only saying it because you're busting his balls. You're saying it to somebody that you care for and that you're good friends with.
Right.
When you say it to somebody who actually is retarded, you're not using that word with malice. You know, especially like you're saying, like, hey, you're like, hey, this guy, he's definitely retarded, and he's, you know, he needs some help. He's right. got, you know, you're not saying it to call him out or make him sound like a piece
mocking.
Of shit, and they should be sent to the gas chambers. It's like, give me a fucking break
this
here.
Is,
you
yeah,
know?
This isn't fucking
let's
eugenics.
Let's just be real about the situation. You
this
know?
Is common fucking sense.
It means
yeah.
to slow, but it's just a word where everyone's like, oh, you know, you're trying to be offensive. Like, no,
my uncle used to call them leakers. You know, I was like.
What?
Leakers, you know, like their
brains leaking out of their ears. Yeah. Oh, it's an old one. Holy crap. I like leakers.
Yeah. I like it too, but I don't think other people will share the same.
If you look into the fucking history of it, like even handicapped is a derogatory term for people who just hold out their fucking cap and their cap in their hand asking for money.
Yep.
You know, and...
But
you know, you still have a handicap sticker, don't you? Right. Like, you know, because it's fucking serious.
It's
like, it's a big deal. Yeah. You know.
Well, that's why I call them. I don't call them handicap anymore. I call them handy capable.
Fuck you.
Because they're real people, all right, and they can still do all kinds of things.
Jesus.
Sorry, I did.
No, that was fine.
Yeah, I like that fucking Tom Segura bit. He's like, all right, well, as much as I, like somebody said, some guy with fucking no hands that came up to the door or something like that. And he's like, hey, I don't need you to hold the door open for me. I can deal with it. All right, shut the door. As much as I want to see you bite this fucking thing open, like, don't be a dick about it, you know? Like,
as much as I
just admit I'm doing something nice for you.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and that's just anybody, though. It's just like, hey, common courtesy. Somebody's walking behind you. Oh, you hold the door for a second, you know?
Did you see the blind football player kid? He was, like, in middle school playing football, and he's blind. And, like,
is this the one where they let him score, or is this the one where the kid makes the clicking noises or something?
No, he
is he
plays,
the ref?
He plays defense, dude, which is, like, I don't even understand. And they're like...
What?
Yeah, and people are like, he needs to know that he can do anything that fucking, that like a non-blind person can do. And it's like, not play football. I can assure you that you can't play football if you're blind. Like, you know, you get one, dude. I've been
good?
No, he's terrible. He's literally blind. Like, he's literally fucking blind.
It's like Place for the Lions?
It's hard to hit the football. It's hard to hit the football with that stick when it's coming right at your face, you know?
Yeah, no, it's
And fucking, then catch it.
Holy crap, no.
You should see the clip. He fucking just runs into the backfield and then just like turns a direction and just goes that way. And it's like, you know, people are obviously all the kids like are aware of the situation. Uh-huh. Like some coach fucking told him, but imagine some kid misses that speech and somebody just ear holes him.
That's
like, he's done. Like that's the deal. Like you, dude, you play fucking, I played linebacker. Dude, you got to have your head on a swivel, man. I got taken out so many times. It's not fun.
Yeah.
That shit ain't fun. Like,
get your head fucking cracked back. Yeah.
Absolutely. Holy shit. You fucking turn your head and like all of a sudden, oh, I have a concussion. Hey.
That's a good transition to the NFL playoffs.
Jesus. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum.
Dun,
dun. Oh baby!
All right.
It's that time
Hold
of
on.
Year again
I
on
wanna,
the gridiron.
I want to save the home team for last, so let's talk about it.
That's fine.
These weekend wild card games—they were trash. They were dumpster fires. They were all blowouts.
Yeah, that's true. The vast majority.
The AFC, the first one, the Texans and the Raiders game. I was super. I knew that wasn't going to be well because they both were just putting in.
That was
quarterback. It would have been good if Derek Carr's leg wasn't.
He
became disabled.
That was a weird game. That game was like. You were watching it, and you're like, is this still regular season, or are these playoff teams that are playing here? Like, you couldn't tell for, like, the first half.
They didn't even have a week off. Yeah, no, it was like, they were really bad.
Yeah.
They were low scoring from the first half, the second half, and then, I don't know.
The league these days, I think it just, there's just a small handful of teams that are, like, actually serious contenders, and everybody else is like, yeah, they might be good, but they're like, they're very middling, and... you know, once you can, once you put them up against those studs, it's just
they there's can't like a really chart compete. Thing that shows like NFL parity because it shows like every 32 teams have all beaten each other. Like it just goes like they beat them in week two, they beat them in week four, and it went all the way around after the Browns beat the Chargers that last win. They're like, see, everyone's equal in the NFL, and I'm like you, and I'm like, nah, there's still certain teams, and I don't know if it's the way they're managed or if it's just the way like money's not distributed at unfairly like MLB.
Yeah.
But why is it still like the Browns are never going to do anything? Pittsburgh owns that division.
Yeah, I think it's got to be upper management, dude. I think it's got to be upper management because
absolutely.
Yeah, cuz I mean you look at the you look at all the players and I mean people have short careers. You're cycling through those players constantly.
3 years.
And yeah, and if you're not going to be getting all the shittiest players every single time. Eventually you're going to have some studs and you're going to be able to do something with them, but if you have the wrong people running that shit at the top, making weird decisions, then everybody else along the chain's like, "What? We're running that kind of offense? We have five receivers and we're going to be running the ball all the time? We have five receivers that are studs, you know?"
Running eye formation?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's just like that's what it has to come down to, because you're right. I mean, that's what the NFL wants. They want parity.
Yeah.
If they had their choice, they would have every team at the end of the year be 8-8 and then have to do extra games for a playoff in sudden death playoff play in to get in kind of game shit, you know?
Yeah, but they also want to see somebody like go undefeated or something, because people tune in for that. They're like, are they going to get knocked off this week? I don't know.
People want to see people lose every game. Like, we're all okay. We were all okay with it happening in a game. We're like, go on, Cleveland, lose everything, like Detroit did that one time. Like, we were all waiting for it, and it's just weird because I agree with you. I think there's this weird thing where upper management is a problem, and then, you know, me being a Jets fan, where our coaches, we've gone through six, but in our division, the Dolphins have gone through nine, the Bills have gone through nine, and then you got Belichick who's been there. That's how many have been there since he's been there, each team in that thing. You're like, holy crap.
Yeah,
but then you see like Steelers, they get Tomlin, and they're just like, all right, we're just gonna stick with you. You're just gonna stay there, and we're gonna let you do whatever you want. And then you have people like it's usually called Black Monday. There were so many coaches that were just gone.
Yeah,
they didn't even let them play the last week of the season. They're like, nope, you're fired. They're like, you didn't even let them play for Rex Ryan was gone. It was two seasons.
Yeah, I know they kind of cut him a little short. As much Rex as I hate Ryan, that guy.
Bills. San Francisco, too.
Those
guys.
Chip Kelly.
Was that even two seasons? It was like a season.
It was a season.
I think it was a season,
He didn't even get to end it out either.
That's just crazy. Like, you guys don't even let them.
2 years?
You don't. Yeah. They don't even let people sit in a spot and be like, all right, this is your team. Do what you can.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you the money and you organize it. Because then you got the GMs who are like, no, this is my team.
Yeah. Well, and there's that power struggle a lot of times. But yeah, those upper management positions. Those are the people that are creating the culture of that organization. You know, they can't go out there. They can't intercept a pass. They can't run a kickback. They can't do that shit. They're old and fucking white. All they can do is create that culture and hope that all that shit trickles down and that eventually by the time it gets to the end, everybody's on the same page and maybe you got a winning squad.
We got two lady owners now.
I feel like places like Cleveland, they need to overcome, like you said, the culture of losing. It's really what it is. It's
ingrained in them.
Yeah, because you got veterans that have been there, and they're like, yeah, this is how we do it. This is what we do. You know, this is how you be a pro, right? But you're losing. But obviously you're not doing something right. Yeah. Something's wrong. And, like, same thing with the fucking Mariners.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Yeah, don't even get me started.
I was going to say, when did what's-his-face take over for the Seahawks? And then
Carol? John Schneider and Carroll?
Carroll came in about five seasons ago.
2010.
Oh, not Carroll. I was talking about the owner. Like, because you guys didn't win until 2011.
That's true. When did Paul Allen? I don't know. It was probably early 2000s, I bet, is when he bought the team.
So it took him like how many years before he was like, all right,
owned him a little bit before the first Super Bowl run that we made in 2004.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like what?
Maybe 2005, I think it was, actually.
Oh, Deshaun Alexander-y one? Yeah. Okay, because, that first one with the Beastquake, that was his first year. He was like, all right, I got all this stuff in play. And like you said, that was the upper manager where it was like, you know, for years, Seahawks fans weren't like, I remember not Seahawks fans, just the Seahawks in general. They weren't known as a winning team. That wasn't their culture.
Like, yeah, we had a good year, but we were pretty mediocre for the most part.
Right.
Before that, it was what, like an AFC championship when we were in the AFC?
Yeah.
And like that was it? Or yeah, like not? We didn't even win it. We just got there.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. That was back in the day, Cafe. Jesus. Yeah, no, you're right.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we had a couple playoff games, but never a lot of success. You know, we had Matt Hasselbeck.
Starts from the top.
We want the ball and we're going to win.
Just saying, starts
from
the top.
Yeah, yeah. We want the ball and we're going to score. Pick six.
Yeah, starts from the top. I'm just saying, at what point should America look into getting Belichick and what's his face and some political leanings? Like, you guys ran a really good football team. And
wow, that's true.
I mean, that's true. I thought about it.
Like, I think Bill Belichick, after the whole Spygate thing, I definitely think he could be head of the NSA.
He's got all of those gates.
Yeah, man. Exactly. We'll put him in Department of Homeland Security.
Don't forget Spygate. They only got caught because of Eric Mangini. He was the coach of the Jets, and he snitched.
Oh, really?
Because he used to be one of the coaches for Belichick, and he's like, "Yeah, we totally did that when we ran there." And he's like, "Yeah, here goes some."
You guys weren't doing that.
He probably made it seem like an accident.
He did.
Yeah, that's one of those things where people give him shit for that, but they're just trying to get an edge, and it technically was not against the rules at that point.
They
immediately changed the rules after that, but it wasn't against the rules at the time, though.
Hey, it's unfair, but it's not expressly forbidden.
I'm glad you brought that up. The rules, that book that the NFL now has is stupid. It's almost as bad as the taxes. It went from like 12 to 88 pages. It's 88 pages of revisions on what is a catch, what's not a catch, what's no longer a catch. This is a play that.
What's a football move?
What's a football move? Right. They've revised it so much. It's basically taxes as far as what's the rule and what's not a rule. So I want to talk about it. The refs for that Seahawks game, guys. Look, you guys are both fans. I watched it from the outside looking in. I thought there were lots. Those refs were bad from the beginning, where they called the wrong penalty on the wrong team, and I was like, "Oh God, these guys are gonna be."
Don't think he ran into him? Like the defensive player ran into him?
No, remember they called it on. They called it on you guys, and it was actually the Lions player, like the first penalty in the game. Like they screwed up who got the penalty, and he had the reverse. He was like, "Oh, it's actually the offensive team or the kicking team or whatever." And I was like, "Oh crap, they're going to screw up this whole game." Immediately, that was the first thing the refs did. I was like, they're going to be dog shit this entire game. I have no idea what you guys do in Seattle to have the refs hate the NFC North. Other than I know Goodell came here, and that bugged me because I was like, "Why isn't he in Houston where the Super Bowl is going to be?" And then I was like, "Oh, he's best friends with the owner."
Yeah, and Ray Rice too. And Ray Rice, they're pretty buddy buddy too.
Ray Rice.
Yeah. I don't, dude. And the thing with the rule book though is like, it doesn't make the game better.
No,
you know, like I'm gonna make an analogy here to like the politics? Free market.
Yeah,
to the free market.
It works
when you make a bunch more regulations. Things get worse for everybody, and the finished product is not as good as it was before, you know?
That depends.
Maybe a quarterback gets a herniated disc in his back from time to time, you know? That could definitely be the case, but you bog this shit down with all these fucking stupid-ass rules, and you just dilute the quality of the product that you once had.
I think it depends. Like, we can talk about, like, a quarterback being, like, the housing market, you know? For some people, multi-million-dollar investments are, like, you know, when the housing market was at its peak, like, my fucking house, which is worth, like, what, like, $350,000 now? Something like that was probably worth, like, five.
Yeah.
Or something like that, which is way fucking too much.
Right.
Is, you know, and fucking because there's no fucking regulations on like who you can fucking lend to and stuff, and then fucking all of a sudden some fucking linebacker just came in and took my quarterback's head off, and now fucking my quarterback's paralyzed, you know, and then we got to build back up and we got to fucking draft a new player.
Yeah,
you know, that's basically like the same.
And do we draft correctly? Is the upper management well? You know, who's in charge of the? Yeah, it's
Dave. Let me get this straight. Are you trying to tell me that there's...
That my house is a quarterback? Yes.
No, are you trying to tell me that there's a gigantic bubble in the quarterback market?
Ooh, there's a hole in the line.
There's a bubble screen.
it's an interesting analogy, though, man.
It works.
And you know what? And I'm not saying that it should be zero regulations and rules, you know? That's certainly not the case. You have to draw the line somewhere. But, again, there's a sweet spot, you know, when you go from, like you said, like the... When the code goes from 6 pages to 80 pages, it's like,
what happened?
Were we that far off when we only had 6? Were we that far?
I blame the Colts, though. I don't like that 5-yard rule. God. I think it's bullshit.
What 5-yard rule?
Don't touch the receiver after 5 yards. It's because of the Colts, because they kept saying the Patriots were doing it. And
oh,
then,
it's always been like that, dude.
No, it hasn't. That was after the Colts. And
really?
The
in the NFL?
Game.
Okay.
Yeah, that was that game where he was like, Jim Irsay, big, whiny, goddamn owner. God, I hate him.
Yeah.
That's the reason that fight. Because I was like, 5 yards? So if you're just wearing a bunch of 5-yard screens, I'm basically like, 6-yard screens, actually. Just go 1 yard over. Yeah. Don't touch my receiver.
Yeah.
That's a penalty. I don't like that one, but that was the NFL going like, all right, we'll protect your. That was during the Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison years.
Okay.
It was those receivers. It was like, yeah.
What it used to be? Did it used to be just as soon as the ball's in the air, you can't touch him?
Do not run across the middle. That was the rule.
watch your ass.
Yeah, like fucking Thad Castle. Like, anybody who crosses my face gets laid out.
Yes, that was the good old days. You know, that's what they say. Like, Deion, like, that's why a lot of Deion and the other old quarterbacks say, like, you know, we couldn't play today because the way we played was, you came in this zone, I'm just going to hit you, because it was also not the helmet. There was a bunch of rules that were like, protect the players, because again, like you said, you got to protect the investments.
Yeah.
But you're also kind of like, yeah, but can you like, can you figure out something that works? But then again, that turns into another appeal or repeal of the fucking Obama.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Revise it. Don't repeal it.
Yeah. Look, if we're going to make Obamacare work, okay, we're going to have to reduce the concussions in the NFL.
Oh, shit.
That's true. That's true.
God damn. How long that line's going to be?
And then we got to give Will Smith the Grammy for, or the, not the Grammy, the Academy Award, you know, for Concussion.
I haven't seen that goddamn movie.
It was so funny to me how his wife, was it Jada? Is that his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got all pissed off, and it's like, your husband was in a movie that said the NFL causes people to go crazy, and you're surprised that he didn't win that award? You're shocked by that? If you watch the NFL, do you know how many people watch that fucking shit?
I didn't watch that movie because I was like, I know it happens, but they're getting paid so much money to get basically turned mentally retarded. I don't want to watch this movie because it'll bum me out, because I'm already kind of bummed out, and I use it as an escape to watch sports.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about anything. I hate the announcers. Don't let me not lie about that. The announcers suck buttholes.
Yeah.
But I like sports just because I'm like, all right, I can just ignore the world and everything's problems, which is why, so the reason I brought up the whole thing was because there were people who I knew who were also not Seahawks fans who were mad about the reffing. Like, this is why no one's watching the games anymore. This is why their stats or their viewing ratings are down. I was like, oh, you're the first person I've ever heard say the refereeing is one of the reasons you stopped watching, but the rules one of them.
It's getting kind of ridiculous these days. Like, you see it at times, and you'll see it. I saw it yesterday in the Raiders game. So they blow a call for the Raiders, and it's like, oh, shit. So they have to punt, and then they have to punt, and then it comes to third down on the other side.
Yeah.
And then they make some shitty call against the team they had there. And it's like, okay, well, now you guys are even Steven again. It's like, no, it's not how it – you guys don't get to dictate how the game goes. That's not the – and I don't even blame the refs themselves. You know, I think, it comes to the upper management, you know?
I think the crowds affect
I mean, sometimes the players do too. You know, sometimes they get in their ear. I mean, the refs will probably tell you that, oh no, it's not a factor, but I guarantee it is.
Odell and
The guys are getting worse about it too. Now, you know, they're getting more into it, and
as long as you don't touch him,
getting more excited about it. Yeah,
you can yell at the ref a little bit as long as you don't touch him. Don't get
it's like, is Odell Beckham going to make this call? Like, get out of the fucking huddle here, man! Jesus Christ!
Tom Brady rule. What's the Tom Brady rule? Come on, he hit me. All right, Tom, we'll give you that flag.
Yeah,
that's totally like a thing where people are like, we're kind of getting a little bit NBA-ish.
Yeah, exactly. It's like so much arbitrage in it. Yeah. But I don't think it's the refs' fault themselves. I think it's what they're being told. Okay, this is what we're working towards. We got to do this. Yeah. So
just remember, the quarterback's the highest paid player on the field. You got to protect your investment, dog. You still got to protect that investment.
Like David Carr.
Yeah. RIP his leg.
Oh, God.
So aging out of the NFL.
Oh, sorry. And Marcus Mariota and Tyler Lockett too.
Yeah, no, that was pretty brutal too. God damn.
Well, I mean, you know, that happens.
Yeah, but yeah, the games weren't that exciting. But I mean, I don't think you expect a ton from the wild card. And
I did.
Sure, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I even feel
next week's games are going to kind of be.
They better goddamn not be. I'd be super pissed. The best weekend wild card game was last year, the Texans and the Chiefs game. That was a good playoff week at wild card game.
Yeah.
And I thought this year they were just all so bad. And I was like, but we all saw it coming. When Carr went down, we were like, yep. when that whole Brock debacle happened, that went down. The Dolphins lost Tannehill. Yeah, debacle. Tannehill went down in Miami, so I was like, well, Pittsburgh's going to win this game, especially at home.
Yeah, seriously, with a fucking second-string quarterback.
Oh, right? God.
RIP Raiders,
dude,
too.
Dude, he looked. Their quarterback looked like a frat boy. Like, he looked like he was... Matt, if he was going to score a touchdown, he was going to do a beer bong on the sideline.
Dude, he'd be my hero. For sure.
Do that. Do that.
Well, but the kids are watching. Like, yeah. The kids are going to drink too.
Good.
That's what football's all about.
Relax the jaw. That's how you really take it down.
So does anyone here have a playoff Super Bowl prediction? Because I want the Chiefs and the Cowboys. Only because, let me...
I want Chiefs Seahawks.
Well, I want Chiefs and... Well, let me say this. I would have a Chiefs-Cowboys game because it'd be cool because the Cowboys would never have to leave Texas. Because they'd be at home and then they get to play in Houston. Then it'd be the Chiefs playing... Because it'd be cool to have the Chiefs versus the Cowboys, because it'd be the whole, like, I'm going to pick the Native American side because of the Dapple thing.
Ooh,
and then everyone would side with the Chiefs. Also, I'm an AFC person, so I don't want the NFC to win a Super Bowl.
That's true. We could really dig up some old wounds with the Buzzwords. Cowboys and Indians. Yep. Yeah. That's a good point.
Right? That's my... It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
Because race relations in this country are going so well right now.
It'd be beautiful.
That's just what we would need.
Hey, you know what? It probably... Now that we say it... I'd bet anything to say that that's exactly what it's going to be. Fucking Cowboys Chiefs, for sure.
I still have that conspiracy theory about the Patriots winning in 2001. With
yeah,
the
I was just about to say, yeah.
That's my biggest Super Bowl where I was like, that's just weird that we're all Patriots was the name of the DVD after they won this comeback against the greatest show on turf. And it was like, we're all Patriots. And the Patriots, and I was like, this is shady shit. That was the only time the NFL kind of came out for me as like, you know. The referees.
Who's Adam Vinatieri?
Yeah, the referees kind of.
In the snow.
If it ends up being Chiefs versus Cowboys,
I called it.
They're gonna we'll give you credit. They're gonna have to do like a simulated like gunfight like on the field before the game starts. You know, have a bunch of people ride around on horses shooting. You know, guys shooting bow and arrows and shit. Oh man, that would be.
Oh, that would piss everybody right off.
Oh yeah, the SJWs would be so mad.
And again, I've already explained to people the Chiefs are not even Native Americans, but people who don't know football don't know that.
Oh really?
The arrowhead.
The arrowhead is because it's a logo, but it's nothing to do with Native Americans. They are named after the old mayor of Kansas City.
The mayor's name is Chief.
No, his nickname was
his
Chief.
His nickname was Chief.
He was just a white guy. His nickname
really?
Was Chief. Yeah, owned by the kick. They're owned by ketchup companies.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
But I mean, at this point, people associate it
yes.
with the arrowhead.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's
so,
why
yeah.
they even do the chant and stuff. But like, arrowhead is just because it's arrowhead state, and they're just like.
So then the people playing Indians, we'll just make them white guys then.
But,
you know, it'll be white on white crime.
Historically,
at least,
what groups had spears? Everyone had a fucking spearhead. It's not like it's racist. It's just an arrowhead.
That's
like,
true. At some point, yeah.
Nothing Native American, but no one who doesn't understand football. But you're right. The SJ was like, see, I'm talking about it. Like, never.
This is the kind of oppression that the Native people have been dealing with for 400 years.
They call it like no Dapple KC. I don't even know what they'd call it. I don't even know. But I feel like it'd be a funny thing because I think that's the best thing that could happen.
No Dapple.
I don't know, man.
Nobody ever wants to say this because, again, it's not it's very unpopular. But the Native Americans were the most worthy adversary this country has ever seen
fought.
In our history.
Fought,
yeah, it had to fight. Yeah, I mean, we fought those motherfuckers for like 300 years.
I still say, what's it?
We took out the Nazis in like 2 years flat,
yeah.
And we waited as long as we could to actually. Planned Normandy until Stalin actually gave us an ultimatum at that point. But
being a person who grew up in Colorado, what happened was the Native Americans didn't fight back until they were already at Oklahoma.
As soon as Andrew Jackson
and the next president was like, all right, I'm going to keep pushing you west. That was the Apaches were like, all right, now we got to fight back. And it's like, you took too long. Literally, like, if you guys would have done this, you'd probably have been fine, but it took too long to all join up and to be like, we're all the Native tribes and fight back. And
like, well, that's the thing. Yeah, they needed to unite. You know, like, they were fighting each other a lot. Like people kind of forget about that shit. But there was a lot of like nomadic tribes that
food.
They would come around and you didn't want to fuck with those guys. But that's the problem though, is they needed to unite all as one and then
are we talking about the DNC?
A much better chance. The DNC is more united than they even should be at this point.
Are they?
Yes, I think so. Well, you look at that was an interesting transition.
That was weird.
Not bad. But yeah, I think we covered the football pretty well. Actually, you know what? You kicked this one off.
No.
I saw you.
I didn't actually have anything with the DNC. I just brought it up because I thought the infighting was a funny comparison. I was like, I never thought, but I mean.
That's true, yeah.
I thought they were still infighting a little bit.
There's nothing like
the football politics comparison.
It works so well. We got him on the 1 yard line.
Okay, we got him on the 1 yard line. We just got to punch it in.
Pass
you know?
It.
Hang on to that
and
football.
We repealed it, and it's gone. So
and the call has been overturned. Man, most worthy adversary this country has ever faced. I'm giving them credit when I say this. All right.
Which again, this is why I don't like the Redskin moniker. Should be the Washington Warriors.
Yeah. Redskins. Freedom fighters.
That's too long. I'm not saying that.
Man. Are there any two-word fucking teams at all? I can't think.
No, just cities.
No, yeah.
I think you're supposed to be able to just let it flow off your tongue. I don't know.
Yeah
you know them Cowboys. I'll tell you what.
Oh, I got one. Hockey. The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets.
Oh, okay. Fuck them.
They're Union soldiers.
Fuck them and their former non-existence.
Oh, okay.
What?
They're really good this year. They're a Union soldier. That's a blue jacket.
Okay. Wow.
It's not a Hornet, which is what their logo is too. And I'm like, I hate you guys so goddamn much. But Columbus, yeah. Ohio. Also, Ohio State sucks. Way to score no touchdowns. All right.
yeah, that's all the time they deserve.
Yeah, that was enough. But no. The only thing I had left that I want to talk about was the quote unquote. Here we go. Fake news again. Mm. With their immediacy to get first, they are now having issues with proofreaders, and it's affecting Yahoo Finance, where they like to talk about bigger Trump's bigger Navy, just replace the B with an N. And then we have Express Magazine making a male logo instead of a female logo when they're talking about the Women's March on D.C.
Okay, to be fair, that first one is a typo for sure. When you look on his laptop, the B and the N are like right next to him. This wasn't like the Wheel of Fortune guy.
No, because justify racism.
They're next door neighbors.
They're super right next to each other. Yeah, I know, but still, he didn't like check before he says send. He just
I don't understand how there's so many typos out there, like all the time. Phones, man. Yeah, you see this shit all the time. Yeah. I saw on the president made a tweet one time, and it said something like help prevent climate.
Oh.
And that's what
predictive
it was.
Text.
It wasn't even. They forgot. They switched climate with change. And did nobody read climate? Like,
and Twitter has no edit.
We're not eating couscous here. I mean, come on, you guys. Figure this shit out.
Everybody's got big thumbs.
And with so many people, that's true. And with so many people, I feel like double checking this kind of shit, though. You know,
right? I don't think it'd be a thing where they'd have a bunch of proof. Now, okay, now the Express one only bugged me because there was clearly a graphic designer who just immediately saw the first logo and was like, oh, that's it. And I was like, well, one, if you're going to do a thing where your paper says it's people marching for women's rights on DC.
How many women were in that photo?
It wasn't any pictures of people. It was like a...
I thought it was people. I thought it was all people standing in like a little thing and they had an aerial photograph.
It was like artists looking. It was like art people. Like they were Lego people. They weren't like actual like humans. They were just like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they weren't real things.
I was totally waiting for there to be actual people in it. It's like, well, why did the fuck then they figure it out? Oh, that's right, because that's not like really important knowledge. Like, let's be honest. When's the last time you had to use the man symbol or the female symbol? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, dude, I barely can tell which restroom I'm supposed to go in sometimes, you know?
like at the Outback?
Yeah.
Is that just a man with a cape on?
Exactly. Am I a bloke or...
or a lass?
Yeah, no.
You fucking stupid Brits. This is why we beat you guys.
They could have saved so much time if they just used the Prince logo.
Yeah.
Just go for both of them. Just be like, all right, it's both. Because it's just people.
I know. You could literally show me both of them side by side, though, and it would take me probably like 20 seconds to analyze them and to actually figure out which one was which. That's how much I don't give a shit about that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't even know at all. I saw the picture and I was like, it has to be that the symbol's wrong, but I don't know what the fucking symbol is.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care. I just don't.
Yeah.
I stared at it for so long before I was like, what's wrong with it? And then what happened to me was because I think I've been indoctrinated for so long. I'm like, yeah, but you don't have to have a uterus to be a woman. Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Yeah. In fact, that's sexist to think that is the case.
That's what I assumed. I thought it'd be sexist to assume that they were incorrect completely, but I just thought they should have used the logo for fucking Prince.
Men are women and women are men, Marcus. Remember that.
Yes.
I just saw this video the other day. They have a cover. I think this was a while ago. It was probably close to a year ago, but... They had a cover girl model.
Was a man.
That was a guy.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah, she won. No, she didn't win anything. She was just the cover girl model. It was the first time ever.
Why do women want us to steal all their stuff from them?
They.
What the fuck is that all about?
Because they're more beautiful than we are?
They're awarding Bruce Jenner, the fucking woman of the year. I mean, what are you guys doing? Why are... why are you guys helping out with this? I don't understand it at all.
You guys were trying to fight the patriarchy.
Seriously, yeah. And then now you want to. God, I don't, it like, makes no sense at all.
But she's not part of the patriarchy anymore. You got to think about it like the Iron Giant. You are who you choose to be.
She's still got a twig and berry, so fuck you, you know? Until you really want to prove it, that this is how you want to live your life, you're still a dude in my mind, you know? I don't care if you put a wig on and got some titties and got a little Botox done on your face.
Look, if we keep letting science go the way it is, we'll eventually be able to have our own periods.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait.
I just think it's a little fucking complicated. It's too complicated.
But it's such a weird infight for like DNC, like liberals. Like that's a big infight. Is still that whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as like the fucking election goes, like if we're gonna go that way with it, like I feel like the DNC fucking spent so much time catering to like literally 0.4% of the population.
The cities.
No, 0.4% of the population is, like, transgender people.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, they spent so much time catering to those people that they missed, like, the biggest demographic on the fucking... Yeah. In the entire nation. And that's why Trump's president. Like, that just is what it is. It's called playing...
It's out of control virtue signaling. Like, everybody's trying so hard to show how good and great of a person that they are and how tolerant they are. You end up missing the mark. You're like, this isn't even the real fucking issue here. Yeah. What are you guys even talking about? How did we even get here?
I told you when Hillary did that stupid, I got hot sauce in my purse. And I was like, well, she just lost so many black people. Like, I'm not even going to go vote for now.
Do you think she really did have the hot sauce?
She was on... Yeah, she's from Arkansas.
You think she did?
I super believe that was just Arkansas. A Southern thing. But her saying it on a black radio show, where she's like, I got hot sauce in my purse. I can show it to you right now.
Out of all the scandals involving Hillary Clinton... Hot Sauce Gate is one of the most provocative.
It's only on World Star.
That's insane to me.
It's only on World
Star. That's true. I know, but
yeah, I don't know. That's all I.
Did you guys, just back on the transgender topic. Yeah. Like, did you guys read about the high school track kid who
the boy?
Yeah, was a boy. Is now a woman. No. Right. Well, I mean, still in middle school. So
Ciara has
a
good song
woman.
About that.
You know, they got, what was it, fifth place or something like that? Like, how do you justify that? Like, here's my thing is, like, say, first of all, that's super young to, like, make a decision like that.
Yes.
Like, there's, like, kids who are transgender now who are, like, 8 years old.
Yes. Yeah. Their parents are giving them hormone therapy and shit.
Yeah. And, like, are we going to say that that's right to make that decision at that young of an age? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about, like, middle school kids, like, who haven't, like,
don't even know who they are.
They haven't had puberty most.
Yeah.
Those younger ones.
They have no clue who they are as a person.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And, like...
But they've always liked watching Powerpuff Girls, and they associated more so with that than Ninja Turtles or whatever the fuck. And you're like...
Like, we're talking about people who could, like, literally murder somebody and get out at 21. You know what I'm saying? And, like, they're not going to get life in prison... But they'll get out in like 21. They didn't know any better.
Right.
They didn't know any better than murdering somebody.
Yeah.
And like, I know this is like a very vast, I'm not trying to fucking say, you know, I know that people are going to be listening to this and be like, do you just compare transgender people to murderers? That is not what I'm fucking saying. What I'm fucking saying is that like,
what's your social media?
Like the concept of people understanding consequences of like what their actions are. Like, here's the deal. Like, dude, fucking be honest. Okay. Did you ever put on your mom's makeup? Be honest.
No, I've worn her high heel shoes and I totally put on a dress.
I had some chicks do my nails a couple times.
I've done the Buffalo Bill dick tuck.
All right, I put on my mom's makeup like one time or something like that, and then I did the Braveheart thing. But like, still, still though, like, I mean, dude.
Well, I brought this up to somebody I know who actually has somebody in their family who's letting their 9 or 10 year old start transitioning.
Okay. Hormone blockers, by the way.
Yeah, that's what it is. What if your 10-year-old wanted to get a tattoo? What would you say about that?
What would you say about that?
You'd be like, oh no, you can't get
a
tattoo.
Permanent.
That's permanent.
Yep.
That's for the rest of your life. You don't know if you're gonna want that when you're older.
Analogy.
It's like the same fucking thing.
Look,
30% of people. 30% of people who make the transition wish that they could go back. But when you're that fucking loony in the head and you've already chopped your dick off, it's like, oh boy, are we going to attach a new dick too? Like, are we going that far down the rabbit hole here?
Or grow a dick.
It's like, I don't want to make this shit illegal, you know? People should be able to do whatever they want with their body, but we don't have to normalize it, like you're saying. How much time are we going to spend on this sliver of the population and talking about their needs and what they want and this kind of shit when maybe they might, I'm not trying to sound mean to say this, but maybe they might be mentally challenged people.
I'm not going to go so far as that. Like, first of all, like, I'm not going to shit on, like, transgender people. Like, you know, we're talking about people who are absolutely, like, uncomfortable in their body. Mm-hmm. And, like, I get that 100%. Like, but I do think that there's, like, an issue. Like how we were talking about the word retarded, right?
Yes.
Like, how we have to admit that it's serious, right? Okay. People are freaking out about the concept of, like, calling it a disorder, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I was born without fingers, that's something's wrong, right? So if you're born and you believe that you're supposed to have a penis and you don't have a penis, then something's fucking wrong.
Yes, but you know saying that is not, that's what he's saying. It's been normalized to the point where if you say that anywhere.
Because that's a connotation, because the connotation means more than what it actually means.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day though, like that's a problem, you know, right? Like, and I would never say that like somebody can't get it fixed, you know, but fucking.
I would totally say that if they lived in a third world country where they don't have the medical means to do it.
Yeah.
Because I said, I also think it's a Western thing. Like, as much as there are people over there who are still having fights about being, true. You think people in places where they don't have medical fields to do this surgery are like.
No. I'm talking, but you can't say it's a Western thing. Are you kidding me? The amount of people in like fucking Asian countries, like Thailand,
the lady boys.
There's like, Thailand, fucking, there's another one that's like the number one spot too. It's
Brazil has it too. Hmm. I'm saying like places where they have the means to do that surgery where I think they're trying to make it where, I think it's only America though, or like I say Western places where they're trying to shove it in your face where it's becoming a thing where it has to be a political standing point because I think those other places where they're kind of like, yeah, you go to that neighborhood if you want to go, if you're into that, go there. But here it's like, I'm talking about my transmission. No, my tranny went out, and I'm just talking about my tranny. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm not talking about you. That's offensive. I'm talking about my goddamn car. That is like, it turns into a thing where people are trying to they're trying to shame you, correct yourself. I'm like, I'm not even, he's a Z and a Thay, and I'm like, hold on, man. Where are we?
Yeah. What? I live by the rule of like, just don't be a fucking dick.
Right.
You know, don't be a dick to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's simple. Like, you know, I'm fucking.
Wait, the problem is that
I don't. And again, you know, everybody can do what they want. Okay, mm-hmm. If you think your life's gonna be better, changing from Sam to Sally, that's fine. Okay, do whatever you want. Let's just not normalize this and like celebrate these people for it. Okay, because it's not normal, you guys. I mean, again, it shouldn't be against the law. It shouldn't be a crime. We shouldn't look down on them. But it's definitely not normal. And the transgender community, highest suicide rate, one of the highest suicide rates out there. I think I saw somewhere that like 40% of transgender people have attempted suicide at some point in their life. You know, so there is a little something going on here. Yeah. So let's be careful normalizing this. And, oh, this is so great. You've done so well here.
I was recently told that if you're not interested in dating someone who is trans, you're transphobic.
No, you just don't want your women in your life to have a dick. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. Transphobic is the dumbest fucking term in the entire goddamn world.
I'm not scared
of
anyone who's trans.
Yeah, I'm not going to see some 6'5" tall guy with blonde hair and some fake tits wearing a little skirt walking down the street and go, oh boy, oh God, oh, I better cross the street here. No, I feel bad for these people, okay? I feel bad for their situation. I'm sure they go through a lot of bullshit. I'm sure it's not easy. I feel bad for them. I'm not frightened by them.
Right.
Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, I hate
that
the word phobia has gotten placed on stuff. You're like, I'm not afraid of that. Yeah. I'm not homophobic. I like gay people fine, but I don't want a guy trying to hit them. Same as a lady who doesn't want a guy being a rapist. I don't want a guy to go and sexually assault me. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, I don't want it to happen, but it's the reaction that they're like, because men are known as being aggressive, they're worried that I'm going to swing and punch people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of mean for you to assume that I'm just going to go swinging people. I thought I was my own person.
Well, you're not the only loose cannon here, though, luckily. We got David come through here. But you guys, we should probably wrap this baby up here because it's getting a little long in the tooth. And I am hungry as a motherfucker.
You napped.
I know. All that energy I spent having wild daydreams got me good. All right. Unfortunately not. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City. We appreciate you guys listening. Reach out to us, guys. Let's hear from you. Oh, you know what I wanted to mention? One thing real quick. I was actually checking the statistics online, and it turns out that we have a little bit of a viewership over across the pond there on Great Britain.
Getting, got a British person?
Yeah, getting some hits from the old UK over there.
Cheerio.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening in. If you're still listening, we appreciate that. Hit us up, you guys. Let us know where you're from, how you heard about the show, you know, what you like, and if anything you want us to talk about. Maybe we can get a little Brexit segment going here, or if the globalists will let that happen, if they'll even let that come to fruition. They're trying to block that harder than they're trying to set Trump up for a Russian war, but...
he's not going to fight his...
No, yeah, but reach out to us, guys, at Earful in E-City on Twitter. Marcus is bringing the heat these days on the Twitter sphere. He's doing it tough.
I'm mostly talking about sports now.
Yeah, and some serious trolling. And Emerald City Podcast at Gmail. If you guys want to hit us up via email, you can give us a little longer.
Got anything you want to plug?
A little something more than 140 characters. Yeah, you got any shows or anything going on, Dave? Or
social media accounts?
Places people want you to check you out?
Nah, dog. No. Twitter's where the worst people on the planet hang out.
Yeah, they are where the YouTube people are. Know,
sorry to those of you on Twitter.
It is
don't
quite,
apologize, and they're scumbags.
Quite unfortunate. Ah, yeah. Thank you guys for listening, though. Another episode, number 62, Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you guys' year is off to a good start.
This is our first week?
This is our first... We recorded right after.
Well, I mean,
so this is technically the first weekend of the month, yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. 2017, still at it, episode 62. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys. We love you. All that good stuff. And we will talk to you next week.
Salute.